This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As always in the preseason, participation or no is a component of the equation, and I've identified some guys that won't be playing in this game this week, and it has nothing to do with injury. They need less runway to take off, to be quite honest with you, because of their experience and where they are in their careers. Oftentimes, I preserve them through this process while providing more opportunity for those that need more preparation or more opportunity to display their talents and so forth. And so here's a list of some guys that won't be playing in this game. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jonnu and Muth. Isaac won't be playing in the offensive line. Jaylen Warren won't play at running back. The top three corners, Ramsey, Porter, and Slay won't play. D. Elliott will not play. Patrick Queen will not play. Cam and TJ will not play. Herbig will not play. Boz will not play.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. The forecast for tomorrow night in Jacksonville, 83 degrees. There is, like there always is in Florida, a good chance for rain, 50% chance. That is your fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. That was Mike Tomlin on who's going to play, obviously, and not play against Jacksonville, obviously. Cam Hayward on the not playing list because he's not even practicing. And we've been asking people why so many of you have changed your mind on Cam from great Steeler, great guy, class act, to selfish jerk, not a team player, selfish to the core, all those things. 412-928-9370. There's also the matter of like how to approach tomorrow night's game. And I disagree with what Tomlin is doing with Aaron Rodgers and his offensive starters. I think most of those guys should play. We just watched the Bengals last night deviate from their typical preseason approach of just making sure nobody gets hurt because they've gotten off to such lousy starts to season. And in fact, it's 1-9 under Taylor, first two games of the last 5 years. They've won one game in weeks 1 and 2 in the last 5 years.
And Burrow, the common thread there is for at least a handful of those. We know the Trubisky game and definitely the Patriots game last year. It's like their best player has looked really
Everybody
bad.
In the world had the Bengals over the Patriots in a survivor last year and got knocked out week one for that exact reason. Chris, thank you for remembering that and something that cost me thousands of dollars. And I hope my wife isn't hearing it. She's not, because she's up in Erie kayaking today.
Kayaking in Erie?
Yep.
Somewhere on the lake?
You just looked at me funny. Is it because of the eye makeup I have on?
You have eye makeup on?
I do.
What the hell's going on here?
I think I had a blood vessel burst under my eye from working out.
So wait, your right eye, there's a little bruise going.
Yeah. So I covered it up with some mascara.
You didn't cover it up.
Well, it's not as dark as it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have to consult Amanda and be like, how do I do this?
I just asked her where it was in the house because I...
But you knew innately how to put on mascara.
Not really. I kind of figured it out on the fly.
Were you going onto YouTube, how to apply mascara?
No, I just rubbed it
also,
in until...
Also, hold time. T.O.
Yes.
The real part of the story is I burst a blood vessel from working out too hard.
Well, I think that's why it happened. I woke up this morning and it was just there and it doesn't hurt. So what else could it be?
No,
what else would cause a bruise under my eye that's not from getting hit there?
I would think it would have happened though while you were working out, like in you're straining, you're putting in the effort, and then it happens.
Yeah.
I was like doing this. You see what I'm doing right now? Just like tapping.
Punching yourself in the neck?
No, just like lightly tapping against my neck, and I punched too hard one of the times before the show and hit like my jugular. And now I feel like I'm Starkey where I'm thinking I'm going to have caused like a blood clot or like give myself a stroke. The first man to punch himself in the neck and cause a stroke. So now I've been, if you're talking about blood vessels, I'm doing that right now.
So the Bengals played those guys.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are going to play Mahomes tomorrow. The Bills are going to play Allen. And they did last year. Allen played and Mahomes played. They didn't play a lot, but they played some. And I think the point is, for me, if those two great quarterbacks who shouldn't need any seasoning in the preseason, if they're going out there and at least getting some reps in, I think a guy that's 41 years old and on a brand new team in a brand new offense trying to get on the same page with the rest of the guys on the offense should do the same thing. Even if it's a quick dry run for a series or two, do that, because what the Steelers can't afford is a repeat of what happened in Atlanta last year, where they won a game in week one because they didn't score any offensive touchdowns.
They can't afford a slop fest where their defense carries them.
They can't afford a slow start to the season offensively, because that's when the schedule is easy. They can't use the first four or five games to like tread water and find their footing. They got to win those games, man.
Vikings should be good, but by and large, once you hit that Browns game and you're done with that after the bye week, the big boys start rolling in
pretty regularly.
Right,
Tomlin has not been completely opposed to playing veterans in the preseason. In fact, it's backfired on him a couple times, like when Watt got hurt. And so I would understand if he's a little bit spooked by that. You've got a new quarterback in a new offense. If Rodgers had been here for 10 years, of course I want him wearing a hat on the sideline and Mason Rudolph playing the entire first half and Skylar Thompson playing the second half. I just wouldn't waste this time to get people used to playing with each other, Chris. And that's what he's doing tomorrow.
I think that they should be out there for at least a series or two. I think that you just need to get the basic functions of cadence and everything else out there. Like, get used to breaking the huddle. Get used to how it sounds when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. Get used to, like, he talked about how Frazier makes all these calls in practice and how when the season starts, that won't be the case. Break in that little basic stuff.
Yep.
Rodgers, when you were out at Idlewild, how was that, by the way? Good?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got recognized, and somebody said to me, your off days are not the same as they used to be. And I said, you're right. If I were single, I would be watching old games right now by myself.
Really living it up. I like that Stella on that little logjam ride, by the way. You and Amanda both had your I'm excited face going, and Stella was completely stoic in the front.
Yeah.
Just chilling. Anyway.
She no-sold it.
She did. But like Rodgers was talking about how joint practices the day you were out are more useful to him than preseason games because of like the level of structure you can apply to it and how preseason's not real football. I disagree. Like I think Rodgers needs to be out there for a series, two at the most. I wouldn't go any more than that. I'm glad Jones is going to play because he needs the reps big time, obviously. But I want there to be some basic cohesion on that side of the ball. Defense I don't really care about, but like, you also should apply the, if it's good enough for the two best quarterbacks arguably in the league, it can be good enough for Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I mean.
That's the real, and if it's, by the way, not so much McDermott, I don't think that highly of him as a coach. If Andy Reid is willing to roll the dice and put Mahomes in harm's way, like, you can put Aaron Rodgers in harm's way. They've got a lot more tied up in him than you have in Rodgers. I don't agree with this. If it was Roethlisberger in his, you know, later years, I'd say, of course he should sit. And I'm assuming they're going to play Rodgers in the second game, and that'll be the exposure he gets. Why not both?
Text us on the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line, a person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Steelers and Jags, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Tons of guys won't play. Aaron Rodgers won't play. Doesn't see much value in preseason games. Patrick Mahomes plays, Josh Allen plays in game one of the preseason. Joe Burrow last night was 9 of 10 for 2 touchdowns. Up until last night, in his entire career, he had played 15 snaps in the preseason. So the Bengals are saying there's a correlation between their slow starts and not playing anyone in the preseason of note. Tomlin has flipped on that in recent years. By the way, I have not mentioned any quarrel or complaint with the defensive guys not playing. It's more about this new look offense with so many new parts getting out there and finding themselves. It is interesting that Herbig has been deemed valuable enough to not play. Joey Porter Jr. has been deemed valuable enough to not play. The guy who was the first overall pick from that draft, Steelers draft, Broderick Jones, will play tomorrow night,
and he will not
have Seumalo next to him to help.
He needs reps because this is the first time he's actually been allowed to attempt to play left tackle steadily. He needs the reps. And waiting for Johnny the Barber to tell me he's going to get caved in by whoever he's trying to block tomorrow.
And last year in the preseason, he played into the fourth quarter, which showed maybe a level of
displeasure
with everything that was going
on. Didn't they take Fautanu out like immediately, even though he had still not acquitted himself that well? We were on the side that he didn't look that good, and they disagreed.
Well, I've got a surprise for you guys right now.
Oh, no.
Jack, I need you to come in here.
Wait, you're really doing this?
This is a texter request.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, no.
By popular demand, a PM team name game with the Steelers and Jags getting ready to butt heads. Hayden wants us to play Steelers-Jaguars name game. For those uninitiated with the way the game works, intern Jack officiates. He has the master list of every guy who has ever played for the Steelers and Jags. And we go around the room until somebody can't come up with a guy who played for both teams and gets stumped. Malzy, you are in last place, so you get to lead off.
Leon Searcy.
Damn it.
Oh, this is... this
correct.
Did you find the list, Jack?
I did, yeah.
I'm extremely mad. This is guaranteed I'm going to lose this again.
Byron Leftwich.
Correct.
Tyson Alualu.
Correct.
Carnell Lake.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Correct.
I didn't even think about him.
All right, I've made it through two rounds of this. That's an automatic win. That's a win for me.
Dante Moncrief.
Correct.
Uh-oh. Donnie, you in trouble?
Searcy, Leftwich, Alualu, Lake, Moncrief.
Oh, this is sick freak behavior. It really is.
Somebody just popped into my head.
I think somebody popped into my head, but I'm nervous about
Josh it. Josh Scobie.
Damn
Scobie
it.
Correct. Snacks.
That's not who it is, but that was an obvious one. PM team name game, guys who played for the Steelers and Jags on Malzy.
I have like a vision of this guy playing for the Jags, and I think it's, but I think like it's one of those ones where your brain is tricking you.
I'm going to start the clock, but no rush.
I think I kind of shot my best shot with Carnell Lake.
That was a great call. Unfortunately, you don't get bonus points for that, Malzy.
I think that's basically all I got here. Give me a 10 count.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
This is the three. Name. Sammy Coates.
I don't think so.
I think that's it.
That is incorrect.
I don't know why I...
I did have two pop into my head after I gave...
Okay.
I was trying to think of defensive
players.
Who are
players. They, Don?
Well,
so I was
get there.
I was thinking between one of the two. Okay, so well, one is Miles Jack.
Oh yeah. No!
And
no!
Well, okay, so Ramsey wouldn't count in this case because he has not played in that game.
He hasn't played yet.
But yeah, Miles Jack was one, and then I couldn't remember if it was Kirkland or Gildon or
Gildon
if both
for
did.
Sure.
Kirkland, I thought that popped into my head, and I was like, no,
Eagles.
He didn't do it.
Just Gildon.
Gildon.
Okay.
Here's one that popped into my head.
Jack was one that that's embarrassing.
Antoine Blake.
Yep.
I mean, how much deeper could we have gone?
He was part of a horrific defensive
back. How about
backfield?
Hardy Nickerson?
I always think of him as Bucks, but yeah, he did too.
I do not. He no. Yeah, yes.
He
yes,
did. I thought did. He played like, what, a year or two with them? I was thinking, Pony.
How about Jordan Todman?
Yes.
This is sick.
There weren't many that I was like surprised nobody got. There, Allen Robinson's one.
Allen Robinson's that was
the
obvious one.
He basically didn't play for the Steelers though.
Yeah, right.
Allen Robinson.
Are these? Who was it? Hayden asked for this. Do people just ask for these now to make me look worse?
I can text him. I can tweet him back and ask him.
Is it just like, hey, I want to make Malzy look like a complete moron more than he already makes himself?
Anybody
look.
Else on that list, Jack?
Terrell Edmonds played a year in Jacksonville.
That's right.
Last year. Kelvin Beachum played a year in Jacksonville.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
I ear hold that one.
Ear hold. Memory hold.
I mean, Joe Schobert.
Joe Schobert. The worst breath in professional football.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Halitosis,
it was
man.
Horrible. You could.
Should have used it to try to tackle better. Well, listen, I got Searcy and Carnell Lake. I'm going to give myself a B.
What? Well, but Searcy, you knew about because we had
talked about
Leon Searcy today. So I'm
Carnell
not giving
Lake
you any
feels
credit
like,
for
Carnell
that.
Lake feels like a pull.
You got one guy.
Shut up.
You left Allen Robinson on the board who went to Penn State and you watched play college football.
Shut up.
And it happened recently.
Yeah, I don't want to think about this anymore. Clearly didn't think about it enough.
The Jaguars are a hard team, though, because they haven't been around for that long. You know, so
how about Fuamatu Mafala?
No.
He did.
Yes, he did.
He definitely did, now that he says it.
I think Amos Zaraway did,
no,
too.
No, I don't think so.
I thought Zaraway was like Raiders after Steelers.
When did Fu play for the Jaguars? Before the Steelers?
No, I think
2003
after.
2003 to 2004.
Man, I don't even remember that. Huh.
No, Amos Zaraway, yeah, Raiders and then New England. The YouTube comments.
Who's the guy that played the most games for the Steelers who also played for the Jags? Is it Gildon?
I would have thought Searcy played a four seasons, I thought, for each. I thought Searcy.
No, I'm saying the most games played for the Steelers specifically, who then latched on with the Jags. Can you look that up?
I mean, I can or do a that, quick.
It looks like Terrell Edmonds
played the most for the Steelers. So Searcy played 16,
more than Gildon.
Seven seasons.
Searcy played 63 games for the Steelers. Gildon played.
Oh, yeah, here.
Hold on. Gildon played in 158 games. Has to be Gildon. He played 9 games for the Jags.
It was Gildon.
Okay. What's the top five?
Gildon, Lake, Dwayne Washington, Terrell Edmonds, Hardy Nickerson.
Dwayne Washington.
part of the dynamic duo of corners with Chad Scott. Chad Scott would just get beat. Washington fell down every third pass attempt.
Who are the guys who played the most games for the Jags who also played for the Steelers?
Got to be like Schobert's
Josh
up there.
Josh Scobie, Tyson Alualu, Miles Jack, Fernando Bryant, Leon Searcy.
Fernando Bryant?
There's a guy that I can't even tell you what position he played.
Where did he go to school?
I just said I don't even know what position he played, Chris.
Try to guess where Fernando Bryant went to school.
Pitt.
He was a first-round pick out of Alabama.
What year?
1999.
I have no recollection of the guy.
He played two games for the Steelers. That almost feels like cheating.
No, I had never heard that name until just
Fernando
now.
Fernando Bryant?
I remember Fernando Vina. Remember him?
Albert Bell put him in the damn near in the hospital. Three tackles in Fernando Bryant's very illustrious Steelers career. Well, Hayden, I hope you're happy. I looked like a real dumbass yet again. PM team name game. If it's about sports, the thing we all get paid to do, Malzi's a complete
moron.
But
if it's about stuff that's non-sports, you dominate. Have you guys noticed that?
Kind of a problem here.
Like, if it's anything that's actual, like, something you learned in school, like, not something that's in Donnie's wheelhouse, like Adam Sandler movies or former SNL cast members... If it's something...
If we at some point get, like, European countries or something, which I think we did that, like, first. I'm
rattling
toast.
Off Slovenia.
If it's Royal Rumble winners, I mean, you could sit around for 45 minutes and give us names.
I think we could roll through that pretty well.
Mark on YouTube.
Actually, I would like that category one of these days.
Mark on YouTube says, my cousin has a kid with Dwayne Washington. Shout out Nikki.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Donnie's biggest football story of the day is called the Donnie Football Debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donald?
I feel real dirty, Don, before you start. We are literally doing a preseason survivor pool during the breaks.
Yep.
The four of us.
He's giving it away.
Jack is even involved. Just disgusting behavior.
We are we're
16 teams
16
in.
Picks in. No one's taken the Steelers yet.
Yeah. Disgusting behavior.
To be the last man standing.
Well, it's just that how many of the teams do you get on your six that are still hanging in there? Anyway, Don, sorry about that.
The debrief, August 8, 2025. David Hale at ESPN, he ranked all 136 FBS teams in tiers. We probably won't be able to get to all 136, but we could find some of the highlights here. Tier 1A is just two teams.
I'm going to say Texas and Ohio State.
Yes.
Okay.
The two teams that are meeting in week one.
So Hale, it's just...
Hale to the Chiefs.
It's called Tier 1A?
Yes.
UT, OSU, okay.
Tier 1B, the best of the rest. There are three teams.
I would guess Clemson's in there?
No.
I'm going to say Georgia, Penn State, and Oregon.
Pony is correct.
No, of course. He saw this.
No, I didn't. I swear to God.
Okay.
Then there's tier two, which is just playoff expectations, 16.
That's got to be Clemson in there.
Clemson.
Notre Dame.
Playoff expectations.
And then no other team we care about here in Pittsburgh.
Hold on.
West Virginia.
Arizona State should be in there. ASU should be in there.
No ASU.
I'm shocked. Coming back with Levitt, still having their whole team other than Scadaboo back?
I'm going to say Boise State's in there.
No.
Should be. All right, give us the list.
Hold on, I want to guess like one more. I want to try to guess one more. Playoff aspirations? I don't know, there's probably going to be...
LSU.
How about Alabama?
LSU and Bama, both in there.
I was going to say, what are we doing?
And then the final two are Miami and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it starts to break out a little bit. Tier three is called Someone in the SEC Has to Lose Games. And there are six teams here.
Oklahoma. Texas A&M.
Yes, all three of those.
People of that.
Are they going with Florida because they got the quarterback?
Florida is in there.
Okay. Who else are we forgetting, Pony, from the SEC that's half decent?
I'm like spacing out a little bit because I'm thinking about how many more tiers we have to get to before Pitt and or West Virginia get named.
So far, we've named roughly 20 teams almost, I would say, 15 to 20. I think we, depending on how David Hale has this broken out, and he is the ACC guy for ESPN.
He was.
Or was. So he should be pretty keen on ACC teams. I bet you we got to get to at least two more tiers before we get to Pitts.
So South Carolina and Tennessee.
Oh, how could we forget our guy Lenoris Sellers, Don?
Next.
Tier four is last year's playoff surprises. So the four
ASU.
Teams that... People didn't expect to get in there.
Indiana,
obviously.
Arizona State, Boise,
SMU in there. Tier five is labeled so hot right now. That's from the what's the modeling movie that like Will Ferrell and Ben
Zoolander.
Stiller did? Yeah, that's right.
He can't turn left.
Four teams in there that are getting a lot of preseason
a lot of buzz. How about James Madison? As crazy.
I'm
as this
sorry.
Sounds.
Now that you said no. that, I can't stop thinking about Paige Sporanic, to be honest with you.
So hot right now.
Yeah.
And you just you immediately.
I mean, that's who I thought of. Is that bad?
No. I think it's just as an indication of preferences.
Jack, are you thumbs up or thumbs down on Paige Sporanic?
I mean, I don't know how you can necessarily be thumbs down.
Thank
but
you.
Like,
who here is thumbs down again? Is it Dom?
I think Dom.
Probably Dom.
Seth the MILF Hunter said the same thing.
That's I think because he's quote, waiting for Paige Sporanic to turn 60.
I think his quote was, not all she's cracked up to be.
Based on what? His innate firsthand knowledge? Yeah, I met her one time and talked to her for a half hour.
I don't
hour.
Know. He's probably like the dad in South Park over Tanner McKee right now. So can we give Seth the MILF Hunter a break, please?
The teams that fall in here, Illinois, Louisville, Texas Tech, and Utah.
Texas Tech has spent an ungodly amount of money to build that roster.
Yep.
It is one of the wildest things. Like they've spent $20 million.
They have a big rich guy. Pitt needs.
They have multiple big rich guys, but they have one guy who's a former lineman on their team who became an oil and gas magnate, and he has
That's
lined up
Pitt
a ton
needs.
Of people.
Pitt needs
You don't need the big guy so much as you need the big guy who has like 10 other people who are willing, who are less big, but like big, willing to chip in.
Okay,
a lot
like
of money.
I think Jeff Bezos went to New Mexico State. If he wanted to make New Mexico State the best team in college football, guess what? He could do
well,
it right
now.
Now
they've capped it though at $20.5 million, that rev share stuff. Remember?
Yeah.
That decision got passed down. So Texas Tech did a bunch of this before that.
So they got grandfathered in, I guess,
correct.
For now.
And you got to keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling before you find the other two local teams. But how about this? Syracuse comes in before Pitt or Virginia. Tier 8, regression to the mean.
Yeah, that's definitely happening. They're not winning 10 games again.
DPJ,
two guys back on offense.
In honor of you saying like they need a super rich guy, DPJ on YouTube. Tepper needs to stop screwing around with the Panthers and start screwing around with the Panthers. Very good line. Very good work.
Now here's an interesting one. Potential sleepers. 7 teams in here.
All right, I feel like there is where you're
going to... I think Pitt's one of them and West Virginia is not.
Pitt is one and West Virginia is not.
Where are they putting a team like James Madison, which is a Fun Belt team?
So they were up there a little bit in like the group of 6 other top playoff.
I was
going to
say, because I would pick James Madison over a lot of ACC teams on a new field.
I have noticed that there is, I can't believe I'm going to say this, a little bit of a buzz for Pitt.
Because
Holstein's back,
Kyle
Reed
Lewis,
is back.
Yes, they have guys at important positions, certainly in college. Linebacker's like a big boy position still.
Yep.
He's an All-America. Reed is an All-America.
And the league stinks. But so man, once you get past Clemson, someone else has got to play in the ACC championship game.
Louisville, to me, and Miami are,
Yeah, but they're not mortal locks or anything. They're definitely better bets than Pitt, but Pitt is not so much worse than those teams that they couldn't beat them, per se.
I don't know, man. I guess...
if Holstein's good, it changes everything.
It's very hard for me to look past the way that Holstein and Pitt, broadly speaking, finished that season. Like,
remember,
I think
we thought the offensive coordinator and the quarterback were going to leave for better gigs.
It would make so much more sense if they were a buzzworthy team, Don, if they had lost 6 games in a row to start the season and won 7 in a row to finish it. Then you would understand, like, holy crap, all right, they started unimaginably poor and then just got on a heater. That would make sense.
On that note too, just like Pitt at large, I do feel like one of the things Pat Narduzzi does do well, for the most part, I mean, he's certainly lost guys, everybody has, it seems like he mostly keeps things together, which is pretty tough.
Yeah, they had Hazley for Colorado, but they've not had like a lot of huge players lately.
I mean,
transfer
Reed staying after I'm willing to bet he got a lot of serious overtures as a feather in Pat's cap.
Which one is West Virginia in? We have a coach people know, but our team blows.
So Pitt was in tier 11. You have to scroll down to tier 14.
Did he just stop trying to creatively name them? Oh, no.
No,
okay.
Titled Room for Improvement. And they are in a group that includes Arizona, Northwestern, Oklahoma State, UCF, and Wake Forest. There is WVU.
Do you know what's a pretty interesting thing is just the hard times Oklahoma State has fallen on?
Mike Gundy's still going strong with his mullet. They gave an afro in the college football game.
This is not meant to be morbid. Did they start falling on harder times when T. Boone Pickens died?
I don't think that that's out of the question.
Like, it just can't be coincidental.
Have you guys played the college football video game this year?
Not yet.
I have once.
I heard it stinks. I didn't play the last one either because I say I'm going to play all those games and then
I heard
busy.
There's a glitch in the game where guys drop the ball all the time and it makes it almost unplayable.
They call it the Moncrief?
Have you heard that, Don?
I have not. I mean, I've just played it like at a buddy's house. I don't own the game.
I love it when we talk about like big booster money, and then our guy Turd Samich parachutes in with Erie Cathedral Prep High School has a ton of money. Why? One of the alumni there works directly for Warren Buffett and is just apparently put in money to build the football field, the event center, and a pool.
How about old Warren Buffett?
Still going strong, the Oracle of Omaha.
Another,
you didn't know that's what they call him?
Another
actual name.
Another investor is Harry Callis, who's purchased numerous vehicles and shared this story today on the morning show.
I killed my sister's bird.
Hold on, Jack.
We got to get this thing plotted up, if you will. Let's
all
get
right,
that playing loud here.
I killed my sister's bird on accident when I was like 6.
How?
I was squeezing it. I was holding it real tight.
Oh, my goodness.
You're like the dude in the Mice and Men.
Yes.
I was six.
Attend the rabbits, George.
I was 6 years old.
Attend the rabbits, George.
And I was squeezing. I was like,
really? attend the rabbits.
Really? I love the bird.
It's
beautiful birdie. What kind of birdie? Like a
parakeet.
Oh, my God.
Again, I was 6.
Squeezed it?
I was six. Okay. Lenny was not six.
Lenny.
Lenny was an adult in Of Mice and Men. I was six.
A great point to make by you.
Still not a great look.
Hilarious for
Lenny
everyone.
Lenny had the mind
bird.
Of a 6 year old.
Exactly. That's the point. An adult has having the mind of a 6 year old is different from a 6 year old having the mind of a 6 year old.
I have a question. Yeah, but I mean, have some sense. I mean, Lenny. I mean, that
was six.
I mean, still as a 6 year old,
I was gonna kill it.
I saw my 5 year old yesterday pick very delicately a caterpillar egg off of our milkweed in the backyard, hopefully caterpillar will grow to become a monarch butterfly one day.
I mean, that's the reason why I have like appreciation for like all creatures of life. Like, I don't kill flies.
Yeah. All creatures.
Oh, now he doesn't kill flies because of the trauma of squeezing a bird to death.
Pretty bird.
Lily.
So Lily died so all the flies could live. Net positive for the universe.
You're supposed to kill certain flies. So Harry Callis just lets yellow jackets fly around?
You could almost call Harry the Lord of the Flies.
So wait, the volume was very low at the beginning.
He killed his sister's pet bird.
Okay.
He squeezed it to death.
Like, what a traumatizing moment that must have been for his sister.
Apparently Harry didn't care.
Just watching your pet bird get killed
older
by
sister
your brother?
Or younger sister?
I don't know.
If it's older sister, I think she would beat his ass. You would think.
And I do think at 6 years old, you should know better.
Like, stop squeezing the bird.
I don't think saying I was only six is a good enough reason to explain away murdering a bird.
If Lennox had a bird in the house and started squeezing it really hard
and killed it,
I would be like, dude, you know better than that.
I think Lennox would probably be in therapy shortly thereafter,
yes,
right?
Yes, Lennox tries to play rough with Ace once in a while, and Ace likes to play rough, but we have to just tell him, hey, back off. But like, he understands that concept. If he just squeezed a bird till it stopped moving, I'd be like, buddy, I think we're going to put you in the old psych ward, and we might never see you again.
Donnie, you seem to not know what to say about this. You're very much...
Wait, one other sidebar. Doran always talks about like he's not like super big into like reading books or anything.
He said
he's never read a book, but he knew everything about Of Mice and Men.
That's good. That is a good point. Well, there is a movie.
Yeah, but
they did two.
Well, he was mimicking stuff like he had seen the movie, but he certainly seemed to know all the plot points, man.
I feel like that has been a book for a while that they make you read.
I think Doran has read a book and thinks for some reason that if he says he's never read a book, it almost sounds cool. Like, when you're in grade school, you're like, oh, I don't do that. You losers do.
Yeah, I mean, in high school, you read that. You read Of Mice and Men. You read
Grapes
of the
Wrath.
Flies.
Are you freaked out that Callis did this?
A
little bit.
Well, you know what you have to look out for? I mean, it's a good thing that Callis is now almost, you know, into his later 20s, and he seems to be a good citizen. People say the start of serial killers is messing with animals.
Yes, they say the sign is
infatuation by
dead,
killing animals.
Killing and torturing animals, yes. Every one of those shows about Dahmer and all them, it's that they end up killing a cat and then they decide they like doing it. It's really freaky.
If I were running against him in that election that he lost, I would have 100% used this
Can you imagine
him.
Somebody buying TV space and it's Callis with a bird superimposed?
Do you trust this guy?
I know.
Nicholas Harry Callis squeezed a bird to death, and now Green Tree taxpayers, he wants to put the squeeze on you.
I don't see how he could fall back on it was an innocent childlike thing to do, to squeeze a living bird to death.
I'm with you. I really am.
Where's the cutoff age for that? Four? Where you think you should know better?
I still think that's old enough where kids should know better. Maybe two or three?
No, I think four is still like in the gray area. Once you get past four and hit five, you're like in kindergarten. You're learning stuff about like,
the
world.
That's a good point. If you're potty trained and you know where to take a crap, you should know enough to not kill a bird. I think that's my take on it.
Like Ace, if he did it, I'd be like, no, buddy. But I wouldn't think that Ace was headed down a dark path. But then again, Ace definitely already tries to like get Lennox in trouble for hitting him when I know for a fact Ace is the one instigating most of the action here.
I mean, it's definitely dark path behavior, and he volunteered it like it was no big deal. He said it, and it's like the record screeched on the show where those guys were both like, wait, you did what?
And yeah.
You killed a bird at six in front of your sister?
He does a fan headline. Paul Skeens with six shutout innings. I killed my sister's bird in front of her by shaking it to death. Anyway, more fan headlines powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville.
Right.
What are you guys talking about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.